بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعا الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, hufaz, brothers, elders, those who are receiving, listening over the receiver, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, all praises are due only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, through His fazl and karam, through His infinite mercy perpetually upon us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has gathered us in the most beloved of places, the houses of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has brought us. We haven't come here on our own accord. It is solely the mercy and the kindness and the compassion of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He is wanting, intending goodness for us that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has gathered us amongst such mashayikh, such beautiful, pious people from whom our Sheikh says that this is such an illuminated gathering that the iman of so many mu'mineen together enhances and beautifies the gathering and enhances our own iman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use this moment and these moments to spiritually charge ourselves and to eliminate all those akhlaqi razila, razail, those evil qualities, those base qualities which we have removed from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us in terms of granting us good qualities, those akhlaqi hamida, those good qualities by which He will be pleased with. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant our complete islah, our complete reformation. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us maut in a condition that He is absolutely pleased with us and that we are pleased and looking forward to meet Him. Really, these are words. May Allah ta'ala make this a dua and make it a reality for each and every one of us. There are many aspects that have been discussed from the starting of the Jalsa by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara Sahib regarding the topic of pride. And after the Asr Salah, Mufti Muhammad Sayyid spoke about the jazb of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One is where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala pulls you, and where one is where you have to make some effort to get enamored to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَا يُنِيبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very appreciative. If a person makes a little bit of effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on seeing this effort, also Allah ta'ala grants hidayat. Thereafter, Hazrat had spoken in Isha about the starting point of our Islam is to make tawbah and istighfar, and this is the cleansing and the removing of all the impurities, after which the heart becomes receptive, and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fills in that heart. So may Allah ta'ala make, and then in this morning, the importance of zikrullah was mentioned. So indeed, these are very, very beautiful, pertinent advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our chest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with these advices and make it a means of becoming, bringing it into action and amal, inshallah. One is where a person gathers all his financial rewards and he banks it, or his good amal, he does good amal, and thereafter he is presented, it is safeguarded. But Shaitan and nafs, as we have learned, are our greatest enemies. It is not really people, or it is not really countries or governments that are against us, but it is this nafs that is within us, and it is the shayateen and the shaitan, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself has mentioned, that inna shaytana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. That shaitan is your open enemy, so take him as your open enemy. Recognize him, know him, understand his plot, his planning, and your enemy be aware and be on guard for him, and take the necessary precautions against your enemy. So we should understand what the plan of the enemy is, how to combat the enemy, and how to protect oneself and one's beloved from the enemy. Shaitan, in the various different ways and means that he has, the method that he uses is to instigate anger within a person. And this quality of anger, Shaitan very well understands the implications of it. And thereafter, understanding the implications, his effort is made specifically towards the believers, to incite hatred, to incite anger, and to dissolve the efforts by which they do via amal. So in contrast to this, in this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those people who swallow their anger and who are forgiving towards people. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves those people who are engaged in these type of actions. So if a person engages in recognizing how to control one's anger, and this anger that is referred to is not the quality of anger per se, but it refers to the abuse or the excessive or the anger that goes over the boundaries of Sharia, over the boundaries of which is required. Anger in itself, it has its positive benefits, and a person requires to have a sufficient level of anger within himself as well. Because this anger is used to, for example, to defend oneself, to defend one's family. It is required when the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes place, that level of anger has to come to the fore to be able to prevent the abuse of the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the trampling of the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person requires courage and requires anger as well to stop it. Many a times, or we see that if a person adopts a very subdued approach, then that which is right also sometimes becomes subdued because nobody is speaking out against it. Everybody is keeping quiet about it. If nobody is displaying any disinclination or dislike towards it, so there we find, like as it was mentioned earlier, that man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadih, that person who is in a position, if any evil or wrong is being perpetrated, and if he is in the position or is in the authority to prevent it with his hands, he should do so. And if a person is unable to do so, then if he is in that position where he is able to and he has the authority to speak out about it, then this is part of iman that a person should vent out. And the least form of iman is that a person witnesses such an incident and he cannot do anything about it. So in his heart, or he makes a concerted effort that how I am going to bring about a change. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding correctly in this topic that we are going to try to discuss about anger, the excessive abuse of anger, and what is the plot of shaitan with regard to a person's anger management. So we find in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam on occasions, on many occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also had become angry. And Allah, and this, the manifestations of the anger of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was visible on his countenance. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to upset him, or he used to become angry, then the color on the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to change, and there was a vein on the forehead of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that used to swell. By which Sahaba, you could get an understanding that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is upset about these things. But understanding the anger of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was limited to that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the Shariat of Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those things that went against which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordained, that which was required from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that greatly upset Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as well. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when it came to the masala of zakat and those people who did not want to pay the zakat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became greatly upset, to the extent that he was prepared to give his life, just not even for zakat, but just if a minimal amount of zakat was being withheld. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became very greatly upset, and he mentioned these words that are worthy of being written in gold: "Ayankusuddin wa ana hayy." That can there ever come a small, minute deficiency in the practicing of deen whilst I am alive? So with regards to anger, the anger we have understood, it is not necessarily an evil thing, it is a required quality within a person. But the excessive anger is what, and the anger which is referred to in the shayateen try to prompt insan with, this is what we will try and discuss, inshallah. So we find that the quality of anger, this excessive anger, is a shaitani quality, it is a satanic quality. Because shaitan was created from fire, and anger has this ability of creating heat. Now, what actually happens, this incident comes to mind once Shaitan was explaining or gave an example of how he creates chaos and disturbances. So he said, let me just show you by means of an example. And he put some sweet substance on the wall. So a fly had come, naturally it's attracted to it. And the fly, when it had come to the sticky substance, the lizard saw the fly, it ran to go to the fly. On seeing that, few other animals got excited, as normally happens. For example, maybe the cat went, and then after the dog chased after the cat, then the neighbor's dog saw the other dog, and the dog started fighting, and the two neighbors started arguing about the fight that had ensued, and then anger came about, one started swearing the other, somebody lost their temper, somebody pulled out a knife, or we'll say a firearm, somebody shot each other. Other family took out their return, then family started fighting, community started fighting. So just from one small incident, where it led to. But this, if you look at it, the primary reason behind the whole thing was anger management. Now we find that with regards to a person's anger, coming to a person's amal, a person makes a lot of amal and he banks it. Now Shaitan, to remove the understands that when a person becomes abusive and he goes against the Sharia with regards to his anger, then this greatly affects his amal. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, something to the effect that anger spoils a person's iman, just like how aloe spoils honey. So if you look at honey is a very is a substance that gives shifa. It's a very loved substance. It's sweet, but the moment aloe is put into it, then the effect of honey totally dissipates. So anger, incorrect anger, abusive anger, and anger that is not restrained and goes against the Shariat, this completely spoils our iman. So a person is doing a great amount of amal, and because of his anger, he loses the reward of all his amal. We find that good character, in the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that good character weighs very, very, very highly on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. So the opposite this of anger will have an effect on our amal and the scales and the weight of our scales on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat has mentioned that generally in our day-to-day affairs, we come across instances or incidences where we need to put things right, or things trouble us, they trigger us to become angry. So in those circumstances, there are some guidance that is given as to how the situation can be corrected without a person becoming angry, or without a person losing his composure. So when something is being witnessed and a person perpetrates something that is incorrect, so the first thing a person should do is do not address the issue while you are emotionally upset. The second is the person that is doing something incorrect, that person should be made to understand that what they are doing, why it is incorrect. The third thing is that the correct way of doing that action should be shown to that person. We find that generally within the marriage, in our marriages also, there's generally, marriages generally are a few problems that are repeated. A few problems that are repeated all the time. So if a person can identify those problems in the marriages which causes a person to become upset, then and address those issues correctly, then inshallah a person will find that the level of his intolerance in his marriage also will reduce. We find that when a person becomes angry and he becomes, now it affects a person outwardly and it affects a person inwardly. Anger in itself outwardly, it causes a person to start swearing, a person to start becoming, to hit, a person starts verbally abusing, emotionally abusing, mentally abusing. Now, and internally it creates malice within a person becomes jealous, a person's intention now is to try and bring down the integrity and destroy the respect and the dignity of a person. Now, each one of these qualities are very, very destructive. So by becoming angry, we are bringing all these destructive qualities within ourselves. And the effect of anger is very, very long lasting. A person, even in the fit of rage, the beginning of anger is madness, and the end of anger is always regret. The beginning of anger is madness, because a person doesn't understand when he's angry what he's doing. So he's blurting a whole lot of things, he's doing a lot of things, and after his anger dissipates, then he only regrets. The severity will depend on how much he went overboard. So we should also understand that the excessiveness that we engage ourselves in, we will be answerable to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this brings about the question of Allah consciousness. That as the ulama have been mentioning, that when a person, one of the important solutions for anger management is zikrullah. The consciousness of Allah will come by making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when a person has this Allah consciousness and this taqwa and this having Allah in front of him at every given moment in time, then at that time when he wants to transgress and if Allah is in front of him, it will hold him back from it. So this is why correct zikr and regular zikr is very, very important. Actually, zikrullah is such that perhaps for almost everything, this is the panacea, or this will be the solution for almost all of our problems. Now we find that when a person starts hitting, a person will hit those people who are weaker than him. So if it's his wife, Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us. Whether it's our children, or it is anybody else, we'll come back to what Shaitan. So the effect of this mental, this emotional, and physical abuse that's perpetrated on the person that is weaker lasts for a very, very long time. And Hazrat had mentioned that sometimes if you're in a position of leadership or authority and you're saying, no, I want to emphasize, or I want to teach, or I want to train, and I want to get my thinking to be transferred, and I want them to come out to a certain way or a certain line. So Hazrat says that we should understand that the hearts of the believers are very, very beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And it's a very, very great ibadat to please the heart of the believers for the mu'mineen. Conversely, or the opposite way, when a person breaks the heart of a believer, then it is a very, very serious and severe thing. I stand for correction, but I think it is even severe, it has been mentioned, it's even severe than destroying the Kaaba Sharif. So it is important for us, if a person can restrain his anger and speak in a way that is appeasing and a way that is pleasing. So Hazrat says that heart that you broke is like a glass. If you broke the glass, now if you want to put things into the glass, how is it possible? If nothing is going to remain over there. And there are many incidents where people were hard and the excessive anger and abusive in the homes. The result of it was, when the person left the home, then the entire family turned against the person. So, and this is what will happen whether you're a boss in a business. If this type of attitude, when you are away, people will go totally against what you are doing. These are amanas, these are trusts from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our care. And if we have been involved in such abuses, we have to make amends for it. So we have to ask for tawbah, we have to ask them for forgiveness, and we have to try and make up to make them happy as well. So one incident comes to mind, is perhaps a real incident, or maybe it was just narrated, that there was a lady who lived with her husband for a very long time, and they had like very minimal problems, and the husband seemed to be very pleased with himself, thinking that, I'm quite a good husband. She hardly complains, she hardly gets angry with me. But he noticed something about her, and she had two boxes kept on the top, and she always told him that, don't ever open that box until I pass away. So he was quite intrigued also, like what it might be. But in any case, when they reached this ripe old age, and so she was becoming the signs of, you know, that she's going to be passing away were coming on. So she told him that, okay, now I think the time is right. Those two boxes are there and I want you to open it up and see what it is there, and I'll give you the explanation. So he goes there and then he sees the one box and there's a lot of money over there. And then in the next box there was a doll over there. So he asked her, what's this about? She says, no, this is all the money that I've accrued over the years. So he told her that, you know, mashallah, you did very well. So much of money, I didn't realize you looked after the money, you saved the money. And so she said, let me give you the explanation. So he says, I see a doll over there, what's the doll about? So she says that every time when I used to get angry with you, when you used to upset me, then I used to sew up a doll and I used to sell the doll. The money that I used to get, I used to put it in the box. So how many dolls she sold and how much of money that she received from it. So what he thought and what transpired. So it brings us to an understanding that when a person gets angry, a person should also understand what are the things that triggers a person's anger. If a person can understand what triggers your anger, it may be a few things, then make a note of those things and then bring that to our mashayikh, bring it to the attention of your sheikh, that this is the things that trigger my anger and how can I remedy it. We should understand that this anger, this mismanagement of anger is zulm, it's an oppression. And in the zulma zulmatun yawm al qiyamah, that this oppression is a darkness, will be a darkness on the day of qiyamah. One important aspect, so there are two aspects. One is the external aspect, how we will try and deal with our anger, and the internal aspect, or the aspect which has been taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the recitation of A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. So very easily, shaitan is such an enemy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taught us that don't try and fight him yourself. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to assist you. So ask Allah to help you against shaitan. So when a person does get angry, what has been shown to us is firstly to try and make wudu, because shaitan, the anger is from shaitan, and is that anger can be cooled with fire. The fire can be cooled with water. So a person should make wudu, a person should drink water. If the anger is still not subsiding, a person should, if he is standing, he should sit down. If he is sitting, he should lie down, put his feet also on the ground. This will create humility and bring a person down. Also, with regards to swallowing a person's anger, there is great virtue with regards to swallowing a person's anger, which means that when a person is angry, then restrain yourself. It is going to be hard, but swallow it, because the virtue has been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif to the effect that that person who swallows his anger, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with safety and with iman. So it's such a great virtue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us. Also, whoever swallows his anger, whereas he has the power to vent his anger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with safety and iman on the day of judgment. Also, with the ulama has mentioned that when a person gets angry, there's two things that a person should keep in mind. A person should use his intellect, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and a person should use shariat. So a person's intellect and shariat should always be above his anger. A person can also make this muraqabah, this is a meditation, that or make a deed with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that time, that, oh Allah, at this particular moment, I'm going to restrain myself and I'm going to forgive this person. In lieu of it, you forgive my sins. And also think that on this moment, if I'm going to be excessive and abusive towards this person, would I want Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to catch me on every action of mine? Obviously not. So I will forgive and I'm expecting Allah to relieve me also. Also to give sadaqah specifically for this quality of anger to be removed from a person, mismanagement of anger, and also to ask we have learned that to ask 10 pious people to make dua for you or for us. It is an incident regarding Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi, that once he was walking and he had an enemy, and that enemy dropped a bucket of ash on him. So he said Alhamdulillah. So the people around him were surprised that is this occasion to say Alhamdulillah. So he said, a person like me, fire should have rained on me, but only ash has been thrown on me. Two people were arguing, and one person said that you swear me one time, I will swear you 10 times. So Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi was present at that time. So he remarked that if you had to swear me 1,000 times, I will not say one vulgar word against you. The two people, on hearing that, they made tawbah at his hands. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, once he became upset with a certain person, one of his people were making khidmat with him. So he says that, and he was troubling him. So he said, for how long that you are troubling, how long must I bear with you? So Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was there, and he said, Mawlana, to the extent which you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. The benefits of controlling a person's anger, and we see from the many incidents of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam restrained himself, then those people who were enemies, they became believers and they became the great followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So by managing a person's anger, you will find that our enemies will become our friends. But if we mismanage our anger, then we will find that our friends can become our enemies, or will become our enemies. And with regards to those people also who used to trouble a lot and mismanage their anger, then people became distant from them to the extent that one, it is regarded with regards to a person that when his wife had passed away, there was nobody to carry her janazah, and this person had to pay people to carry the janazah. So really the harms of anger are many, many. And there are kitab that's also available also on the website. There are bayan with regards to anger and its remedies. There are Hazrat's kitab also a treatment and anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost grant me the ability to rectify myself through His fadl and karam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all akhlaqi razila from all of us and grant us all His pleasure and unite us all with the pious and the salihin in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.